Welcome to DollarWise, where we provide tips to help you make wise financial decisions. The philosopher Aristotle is quoted as saying, "We are what we repeatedly do. Therefore, success is not an act, but a habit." This saying essentially tells us that if we want to be successful at anything, we must keep practicing, striving for excellence as we do so. Achieving financial success operates in similar fashion. It requires us to cultivate a mindset that keeps us constantly striving to improve our financial literacy. On today's program, we provide some tips to help you cultivate a financial mindset. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Tip number one, read a book about personal finances. Unless you're already an expert or you've cultivated an active interest in financial matters as a hobby, you obviously won't have a working knowledge of the ins and outs of the financial sector and how they can work for you. Reading a book about finances will introduce you to common terms and jargon associated with finance, as well as show how specific strategies can apply to your personal circumstances. Naturally, you should do your research to ensure the author of the book is credible, but after investing the time to educate yourself on finances in this way, you should come away feeling empowered and ready to progress on the path to financial wellness. Tip number two, buy stocks. The stock market is a useful tool for introducing persons to the wider world of investing and finance. Before they purchase their first stocks, persons are often encouraged to learn how the market works and how it can be used to make money. They also have to research companies to see which ones will provide the best value for investment. The process of monitoring your stock to know when to sell or buy more also keeps you in tune with the financial climate of the country and may also help you to recognize opportunities for future investments. In a nutshell, buying stocks and immersing yourself in the market is one of the best ways to develop the mindset to create wealth. Tip number three, take a financial risk. As much as we may be apprehensive to believe it, risk is part and parcel of the world of finance. Investors become rich by acquiring capital and investing it in ventures that may or may not work out. No matter how much research you carry out beforehand, there is no way of knowing for certain if a venture will work out because it is impossible to control all the factors involved. And while nobody likes to lose money, this is something all investors must make peace with. To help yourself develop an appetite for risk, it's always good to start small. Invest in a venture that you will quickly bounce back from if it falls through, such as buying a small amount of stock in a company or investing a small portion in a friend's side business. The experience may also help you determine good investment options in the future. Tip number four, track your spending. The purpose of cultivating an improved financial mindset is to use it to improve your personal finances. Tracking your spending turns you into your own personal accountant, allowing you to truly understand how you spend your money and what type of financial profile you fall into. Are you an impulsive buyer? Are you a miser? Are you a moderate spender? Once you understand how you spend, you will be in the best position to start taking steps to improve your personal finances and even that of those around you. Tip number five, set money milestones and reward yourself. As humans, we all allow ourselves to be better motivated and focused when there is an incentive to cultivating a desired behavior. In your quest to increase your financial literacy and develop a financial mindset, it is always good to set personal targets for yourself so you can check your progress. For example, you can set a 3-month saving target or a stock purchasing target, anything that sees you doing something smart with your money. And to sweeten the pot, give yourself an incentive such as a nice dinner or an affordable purchase. The greater the incentive, the more likely you are to stay on course and increase your financial literacy. So let's recap. In your quest to develop a strong financial mindset, here are a few tips. Number one, read a book about personal finance. Number two, buy stocks. Number three, take a financial risk. Number four, track your spending. And lastly, number five, set money milestones and reward yourself. We hope these tips help to put you on the right path. That's it for this week's edition of DollarWise, where we provide tips to make your financial life easier. Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.